Sunday is World Bee Day. This may be news to most people because it's the first. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz followed a Milwaukee beekeeper to learn how the designation came to be. She also discovered there's no limit to this man's passion for the honey-making creatures.
Charlie Keenan treks 40 miles due west of Milwaukee into the countryside. His destination is Heritage Honeybee. Its pristine barn-like warehouse, doors wide open to the cool spring air, is keeping hundreds of stacks of boxed bees comfortable before they're picked up by people like Keenan.
Smell the air. In Slovenia, people pay money for bee air. It's one of the therapies they do that cures emphysema and treats asthma. You breathe the air of a beehive.
Psst, Slovenia. That's your first clue about the origin of World Bee Day. Tim Wilbank owns Heritage Honeybee. He purchases bees from places like California and Georgia, in turn sells them.
We have a large group of commercial customers who make their living with bees, both pollination and honey producers. We have a lot of sideliner customers who run bees as a supplemental income. And then we have a lot of hobbies.
Wilbank says the bee business is in his blood. In fact, he gave up a multiple-site chiropractic business and moved from Iowa to devote himself to selling bees.
My great-great-grandfather started beekeeping on a business scale after being given beehives as a wedding gift.
What customer Charlie Keenan lacks in family honey history, he makes up for with knowledge. For example, he points out a drone, the only male in the hive. It doesn't make honey, it mates, and has no stinger.
Look at how big its eyes are. It's got gigantic optic sensors. It even takes a couple extra days to be born because of the hard wiring of the visual optic sensors.
Keenan, once a computer programmer and consultant, says fate drew him to beekeeping. What started with a visit to Will Island's growing power back in 2002 turned into beevangelism. He doesn't just raise his own bees who produce honey. Keenan designed his own horizontal beehive system, rather than the traditional stacked boxes. He also eases people into the art of beekeeping.
We're heading that way.
Keenan moves on, driving 20 miles northeast to Nikki Spinelli's house. He doesn't simply drop off a couple of starter boxes. Instead, helps Spinelli and her daughter set up their hives.
Okay, so where we sit right now is ready to drop everybody in. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take that queen out of there and we'll make sure she's okay.
How do you get her in there?
Good question.
Her daughter is both excited and nervous. She and her mom are protected from head to foot. But by the end of the session, the 11-year-old is enchanted with the bees. 45 minutes later, Keenan makes another stop in Wauwatosa. Patrick Simonis, who ordered two starters, proudly displays the wooden bee system he built.
You don't really need that. Like a lot of beekeeping stuff, like they sell fancy, expensive stuff, but really you can just fashion it. That works just fine.
Simonis says he was good to go, but Keenan sensed hanging around might be a good idea.
So if you want, I can do one and you can do the next, or I can talk you through it.
Why don't you talk me through it? I like doing.
Okay. And I learned that Slovenia is kind of where bees go to heaven. It's the most bee-friendly nation in the world and has the most beekeepers per capita. One in every 200 citizens of Slovenia is a beekeeper.
Keenan seems indefatigable. He's often seen wearing bouncy bee antennas, speaking before anyone who will listen, this time at a Milwaukee senior living facility. That's when Slovenia, a country about half the size of Wisconsin, tucked east of Italy and south of Austria, comes up again. Keenan says that's where the idea of World Bee Day was hatched.
This guy's the head of the Beekeepers Association and was able to get the entire United Nations and all the nations of the world to say that the bee problem is big enough that we should make World Bee Day like we made Earth Day.
Keenan's vision doesn't stop there. Slovenian beekeepers construct what look like colorful multi-unit villas for bees. Keenan calls them efficient and bee-friendly. He wants to construct one here. An order of Catholic nuns in St. Francis has offered him the location. All Keenan has to do is raise the money. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
You'll find more about Milwaukee's first World Bee Day party on our website. That, too, was masterminded by Charlie Keenan.